HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about Colorado events, festivals, and road trips. I've become the expert on Colorado travel, so be sure you are hooked up with me in the world of social media. The town is especially active on Facebook, Twitter, and now Google+. So without further ado, here's the lineup for January 13th through 15th, 2012. First up, an event I discovered last winter, the third annual Estes Park Winter Festival, runs this Friday through Sunday and is highly recommended by me. My husband and I had so much fun at this event last year. In addition to the interactive ice castle, which is great for kids, we really enjoy the chili cook-off. I think we sampled over 40-some green and red chilies, and many were outstanding. There's also a wine and beer tasting, live music, and lots of other stuff on the schedule. The popularity of this event has prompted a move from Bond Park to the heated enclosed pavilion at the fairgrounds at Stanley Park. This has allowed festival planners to increase the size and scope of this event. I can't wait to attend this year. For more information, go to EstesParkWinterFestival.com. While in Estes, enjoy Winter Trails Day at Rocky Mountain National Park on Saturday the 14th. This is an awesome event that happens all over the country and allows people to try cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. Go to wintertrails.org for details. It seems that most of Colorado's mountain towns have a winter festival. Some have a long history, like Steamboat Springs Winter Carnival in February. Most were created for the citizens of the town in order to help them cope with cabin fever. Some of these events have become wildly popular with tourists and road trippers as well. Aspen's 61st Annual Winter Skull is an example of such an event. It's the town's annual Toast to Winter and runs this Thursday through Sunday. Remember, today Aspen is known as a ski town overrun with celebrities, but it has a rich and fabulous Colorado mining history and is a beautiful place to visit year-round. The event was created in 1951, and the plan was not only to provide entertainment for the citizens of Aspen, but to bring tourists to town during the lull after Christmas and New Year's. The event includes lots of outdoor snow-oriented activities, as well as a soup cook-off, snow sculpting, a canine fashion show, fireworks, and so much more. Visit aspenchamber.org for the schedule of events at Winter Skull. Have you ever wanted to go dog sledding? Perhaps you read my list of things to do in Colorado in 2012, and you've decided to try snowshoeing or cross-country skiing. Well, here's your chance to try any mountain sport you desire at the Durango Mountain Resort Winterfest. This event is literally packed with activities on Saturday and Sunday, and is taking place at Durango Mountain Resort, often referred to as Purgatory. Whether you've always wanted to try ice climbing or if sledding is more your speed, there's something for everyone in the family at this event. Visit DurangoMountainResort.com for all the exhilarating details. For something closer to home for those of you in Northern Colorado, there are a couple of local milestones I'd like to point out. First, City Park in Fort Collins celebrates its 100-year anniversary this year. Keep an eye on your local newspaper for all the events that are planned surrounding City Park's year-long birthday party. This year, the Loveland Museum Gallery celebrates their 75th anniversary. If you haven't toured this museum, located at 503 North Lincoln Avenue in Loveland, it's a great time to go and learn all about Loveland's history. Did you know that Loveland used to be covered in cherry tree orchards? That's a little tidbit I learned at the Loveland Museum Gallery. Enjoy cupcakes and candles in Peters Park at the museum at 5:30 this Thursday evening and learn about all the upcoming events associated with this impressive milestone. Visit ci.loveland.co.us for more. That's all the time I have for this week. Follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown and be sure to join the town's blog party on Facebook at HeidiTown.com on FB. Thanks so much for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.